Tomos Solo. Solo Imenu is Nifta. Says Rashi from what? Al Yidei Bsurasa Akedo, Shinez Damen Gno de Shchito, Ukimat Shlo Nishchat, Horcho Nishmoso, Mimeno Umeiso. Avraham Avinu took it to the Akedo. He was ready to shecht him. He was oymed in Yisoyim. Sorry, you may not heard about the Akedo. Oh, finish mosque. Ask Chaim Shmulevitz. Ma bein Avraham Avinu, what's the difference? Avraham Avinu, it was Oymed bin Yisori. Sorry, Imenu. We know, it was Lamaisa Nahayim Adjega than Avraham Avinu in Nevu. Sorry, Imenu. Sorry, Imenu. It was a Nahayim Adjega. She heard about the Akedah, she was Nifta. She wasn't Oymed bin Yisori. Avraham Avinu took Yitzchok, he was ready to shecht him, he had the knife there. Sorry, Imenu, heard about the Akedo? She couldn't handle it. What's the chilek? How'd that happen? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz. That this Nisoyen was given to Avraham Avinu Lemais. When the Rebbein Yisrael gives a Nisoyen to someone, it comes along also with, together with the Rebbein Yisrael, he comes and he gives him the koyach to be other Nisoyen. The Eibshter doesn't stop giving Nisoyen. A person has a hard life, it's a Nisayan. That's how we're supposed to look at it. A certain person is elected president of the United States. Everybody's up in arms, shambles. What's going to be? David gives us a Nisayan. But it comes along always with the koyach to be Oymed bin Yisoyim. There's no such thing, I can't handle this. If you all say it, I probably say it the most of anybody in this room. I can't handle it. No, this is not for me. This must be, has the wrong address. This Nisoyim had the wrong address. It was supposed to go to that guy. I can't handle this Nisoyim. You have to know the mice of Edson, no such thing. Avraham Avinu was given the Nisoyim. He came along with the koyach to be Oymed bin Yisoyim. Sorry, Imenu. Heard about it. The Sultan told her, no, she wasn't given the Nisayin. The Nisayin wasn't for her. So she didn't also have the koyach to be Oymed bin Yisoyim. Which means that Be'etzem, the human being and the Chanami, the Tzoros that we have in this world, the human being, can't handle it. Can't handle it. We're right, it's not for me. This is too much of it. It's only with the Siyat Deshmaya from the Rebbein Yisrael a person is able to handle what he goes through in this world. Only with the Siyat Deshmaya. Sometimes talk afterwards, they say, wow, how did I get through that? How in the world? Sometimes 20 years later, I have things I think about, like, how in the world did I get through that? Wow. That's crazy. And Be'etzem, we shouldn't have been able to get through it. Only the Eibush that gives us the Koyach and some of these things are out of this world. Blow your mind when you hear certain things that people go through. And then when they finally get over that, they say, oh, thanks, we got through that. We get through a day or so, and they wake up the next morning, and here it is again. And I thought we were done with these. Nothing. No chazach. Everything comes also with help. Chazal say, La'olam al yovi adam is atzma l'idei nisayin. A person shouldn't put himself into nisayin. Why not? A person grows from nisayin. That's what the Rebbeinu gives us nisayin. We should grow. Why shouldn't I put myself into nisayin? Why not? Let me test myself, right? I'm gonna put on my whatever, you know, meanest, most luxurious, most action-packed, whatever you want to call it, clothing, right? I'm gonna go to the middle of Times Square, right? I'm gonna show the world, right? I could be everybody saw it, I'm gonna do anything. I'm just gonna stand there and say Tehillim. Why not? Why isn't it? I'm gonna come out on top, I'm gonna walk out the biggest tzaddik in the world. I can control myself in the biggest schmutz. In a mokum tuma, why not? Why shouldn't a person put himself into the nisayin? Why Mishmael doesn't put you into the nisayin? If he doesn't give you the nisayin, it doesn't come along with the krech to be oivet. You're not gonna be oivet by nisayin. It doesn't come along with his help, his right hand, so to speak, holding your hand to get through it. Put yourself into the Nisayin, that we don't do. That we don't do. The Rabbi Nisayin gives me the Nisayin, then I know he's with me. I want to add, Machazach, Divya Reb Chaim Shalevit, stickle more than that, that Avraham Avinu, he knew that from a Nisayin, now, whatever heart it is, that's how a person grows. That's what makes you into a mensch. He always said the muscle, with the challah, right? When you get the challah gets beaten up and mashed and rolled and bare. Whatever you do to a challah, you tie it up and you put the egg on it and you put it in the boiling oven and that, and it comes out a beautiful challah in the end of the day. That's what makes a person beautiful. That's what makes a person a mensch. Our nesinus, the hardships in this world. That's what makes a person vaksois, a godl. Avraham Avinu knew he's going with that nesayim and he knows in the end of the day, this is Etzem. I'm going to grow from this. Again, sorry, Yemin wasn't given as any sign. The sign wasn't on her. It was just lose, a basura. Thank you, that's the lesson. Amidei basura sa akedah. Wasn't any sign from the akedah yet. Basura. Wow, that almost happened. It was just a mice. When a person is licking in it, it's his nisayin. He's going to make himself a man. He's going to handle it. He's going to come out. Royce! You're right, by the way. It's gonna come out Royce! It's gonna come out big! Ra'ako Ponit. Sin Shashirim. Umuso Ilu Mask. Ilu. We're asking, can Ilu Kvali so. Oh no, holach doidech, doidech, the rabbinah shalom. Ani le doide ve doide li. Oh no, holach doidech, hayofu banoshim. Where did your beloved one go? Oh no, pana doidech. Do ne vakshenu imoch? Efshe, your beloved one, your doidech, went to look for someone else. Maybe he had it with you, right? He left. Klal Yisrael went to look for another nation. He's looking for a new chosin. The Kala left. The Kala is looking for a new chosin. Where is your Rebbeinu Shel Olam now? The answer to that is the next pasuk. Doidi yorad laganu, varugas haboisem, liros paganim velil koi tshoshan. Velil koi tshoshan. Heard a pshat comes on this pasuk. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam came down to the gan. Arugas haboisem, liros paganim velil koi tshoshanim. It's talking about the tzoros from Klal Yisrael. It looks like Klal Yisrael has tzoros. It looks like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not with us. It looks like now we're on our own. He went to find somebody else. Don't you worry, the gan. No, he's with us here. He's here, right here with us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with you in Torah, right next to you, mamish, holding your hand, giving you the koyach. You think he went away? Fakir, he's down here, with us. Vilkoy Sheishanim, collecting the Sheishanim, collecting us, the Nisyonis that we're going through, to be with us, how we're Oymed Ben Nisayim. No matter what's happening to us, he sees Lashon, v'chol zoiz shimcha lo yishokach. Heard once, Rabbi Yezer Pilz, the hador shalanu, he said, that's a Pilz to Shishir from Tifach. That's our generation, v'chol zoiz shimcha lo yishokach. Say every Monday and Thursday to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shav Kavona, it's Kedai, to have Kavona when you say these words in Tachanun, a long Tachanun. By here we're already Rashmata. By the time we get to this, the end. Habit Mishamayim Re'eh Keinu La'ag Va'kelis Va'goyim Nechshanu Ketoyim Na'telach Yubol. It destroyed us. Look what happened to the Jewish people. The Yidden, all throughout all the generations, history repeats itself. Right? As it could tell us, good history. Yeah. History repeats itself. All over, there's always been kings and prime ministers, leaders, presidents. And it happened to the Jewish people. They didn't like Eden. They wanted to destroy us. They wanted to kill us. They did a good job. We have arrived yesterday. We're finished. V'chol zois, we're still standing here. Yarmulke on our head. Tzitzis on our bodies. Hopefully. With tefillin. With mezuzahs. With Torah. Leave it at Torah. It's greater than it ever was before. And Kamus, never had so many people sitting and learning. V'chol zoysu b'nei shalom, we're still here, we're still standing. Shivcha lo yishokachnu. On a personal level, a person goes through his life. The Eibishter knows what he's been through. A lot of times people don't know other people's stories, right? Because it doesn't look so bad. It looks like he has a kind of a good situation. Some people's stories are noticeable. Some people's stories are not noticeable, right? Some people can't tell people that they're too private. But the Rebbeinu Shalom knows everything. He knows where every person stands in his way. Where every person is standing according to his madrega, where he came from, and what his nesiyonos are, and how he was Eved b'nisoyon, and he knows on this person, v'chol zois shimcha lo yishokach. He's still standing, he's still here. He still gets up. I feel 9:30 in the morning. He missed Zman Kriya Shma. Oh, but now his voice, Zman Tefillah, he's torch. Still comes to Mincha and puts on film by Mincha. I'm still here. That those 5 minutes of Rosh Hashanah that he comes to Shul. I'm still here. Every step of the way. I haven't left it completely. That's being in the Benisayah. She's still standing. The whole world is up in arms. The whole world's up in arms. I don't like to talk politics because I don't know much about it. Shelly hasn't even come on and wants to tell us what's going on. Don't know. Well, nice. So I came in this morning. Everybody knows there's a Yid that learns in the Beis Medrash. His name is Eli Mendelovich. Yid that's whole life, Kulei Torah. And he said, I came in, I hear everybody tutsuching already on the bus. I heard, oh, you're going to what's doing? What's going to be? What's going to be? The charismatic, dynamic, whatever you want to call him, that in again. What's going to be? And this time, no holds barred. This time, he's free to do what he wants. Doesn't have anything to worry about. I walked into Yeshiva this morning, and Eli Mendelovich says to me, I think we have to make a lechayim, said in Yiddish, of course. We have to make lechayim today, he says. We have to bring siyum, siyum, to make lechayim. So I thought he's saying that we have to make lechayim because now the world, it just shows what America's really all about. He's sticking up there. No, said Cavanti. He said, now the Eden, we're all going to see now, we all have to be Eimid Ben Yisrael, we have to be trust only in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now the Rebbeinu Shalom put us in a matziv. Anachnu ma'amin, b'nei ma'amin, ve'ein lono amin, the Yishoen. It's a famous song, you might know, right? Elo, ha'babinu shabashon. Now we know he pushed us into a matzah. It's a simcha. Now we have no choice. Now we have to be same with only other Rebbeinu Shlom. Now we can be one with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Now we can have that kesher. told you what he once said, right? About Americans. Snapchat, Americans eat pizza, right? They have a keshi with pizza. Their shayr is the pizza. Their food, their lamaze, their zachin, their shayr is to it. Now we have to have a keshi with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person's not going to be able to live. He's not going to be able to walk 2 feet. Everybody's nervous. Everybody's worried. Who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. No, they're not going to help. Nobody's going to help. Now we have to put our hands out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're still standing here. We trust in you. You're the only one that can help. It's the... I don't like being a big talker, right? I'm not holding here myself. But the Mice is the greatest place for a Yid to be holding. That's all he has to turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. My only hope. These Yidin that came out of the Holocaust, I was zeichet to know many of them. Most of my family, all my aunts and uncles and others. I have an aunt, she was lived there a couple of years ago. My great aunt was like a grandmother to me, because her sister was my grandmother. She was lifted before I was born. She was like raising as a grandson. And I spoke to her a few days before she was lifted. No, she was lifted, I guess, 4 years ago, because it was right when the president of the United States was elected. And she told me, it was much a few weeks before she was nifta, I called to see how she's doing. She says, oh, I'm getting older. She never comes. She was complaining. She said, I want to tell you something. She said, you're sitting over there in Eretz Yisrael learning Torah. Let me tell you something. She said, I saw Hitler. I saw whoever that was in Siberia. She was in Siberia. She escaped from one Golos to another Golos. From one Gehenim to another. She was in Siberia. Somehow she worked over there. She got through the war. That's where her parents went after she buried them. This lady's been through Gehenna. And she tells me, there's one thing I learned in my life, she said. There is nobody, she said, that a person should be afraid of. She said, everybody's afraid. Oh, he's elected. I can't believe it. She told me. Gott ist stärker von ihm. She said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam is stronger than him, I tell you. I said, I saw all that. Hitler was stronger than him. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was stronger than him. I saw Nisim, she said, with my own eyes. The Abish, the wants, whatever he wants, that's what's going to be. We have nothing else to worry about. What we have to worry is to put our hands out to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to make a kesh. I didn't mean this to get into that. I'm talking really about personal mistakes. I'm talking about really personal thoughts. People have it. Like, life's not easy, right? We know that, right? People don't come here. People don't come to here for like the health, or at least maybe the health, right? Physical health. Life's not easy. The only thing we can do is make a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then we're going to understand. And then we're going to understand ourselves. And I'll be able to be oimed. I feel we don't understand. We're able to be oimed, then we're going to be able to stand. What's it to stand? So look at the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, V'chol zayshim choloi shachachnu no'al tishkocheinu. Don't forget us! We're still here, we're still standing, I'm here. Right? I have even my white shirt on. I'm still here. Don't forget me. Take me with you. Help me. For that we can be only Nisoyim for the Klal and for the Yochid. For that a person can go, can reach heights, become a big, beautiful Chalo. A beautiful person, a mensch. At the end of a person's life, that's when a person can look back. The day of death is greater than the day of birth.
Why?
Because that's when a person sees his accomplishments. Every day we're living now, it says, I'm sorry, Meinu. Kulam shovin the toiva. Every single day of her life was shovin the toiva. She lived full every day of her life. You say, I'm sorry, Meinu. How could Avram Avinu be masked, sorry, Meinu? How could Avraham Avinu master the Sarim? And it was greater than him. Chaim Shulevitz said this by the Ponovitcherov's Levi. He said, he was greater than me. How could I be master him? I can't explain. I don't understand his greatness. How am I going to talk about his greatness? And he said, just like by Avraham Avinu, by Sarim, and the Hespi, Kulam Shov in the Toiva. That's what he said. That every day she lived her fullest. Every day now goes down into our files as one of the days that we're going to look back on after 120 days, Hashem. A person's going to look back on and say, ah, kulam shavim l'toyvim. I lived every day for the fullest. I gave my fullest in my avodas Hashem. I stood, I lived with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's to live with the Eibishter. I had some ups, I had some downs. That's normal. That's nature. Ups and downs. Some people have it easier, some people have it harder. We don't know anybody's in service. We don't know. What's really, really, really deep inside a person, everybody struggles. Otherwise there'd be no schar. So then you feel bad for a person that has no problem. With that you should take a take. Adar Rabbi Naliel, a chizik from whatever happens in our life. It's Yata Deshmai from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to look up. We should just daven, he should help us through it. That is very good.